Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 300, titled Seven Things You Need to Know to Avoid Hell and Go to Heaven. I am here to remind you of what the Bible says, the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Number one, there is life after death. In the Holy Bible, Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29 says, "All that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." Number two, we will all stand before God. In the Holy Bible, Romans chapter 14, verse 10 says, "We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ." Revelation chapter 20, verse 12 says, "I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works." This is at the great white throne judgment. Number three, you need to know, all sin must be judged. Luke 12:2 says, "There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known." In the Holy Bible, Matthew 12:36 says, "Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." Ecclesiastes 12:14 says, "God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Number four, seven things you need to know to avoid going to hell and to go to heaven. Number four, our good is not good enough. The Holy Bible says in Isaiah 64:6, "We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away." James chapter 2 verse 10 says in the Holy Bible, "Whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9 says, "By grace are ye saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast." Number five, God provides a way out for all of us. In the Holy Bible, Romans 5 verse 8 says, "God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 1 Peter 3:18 says, Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Number 6, Jesus lives to give you life. John 11:25 says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. In the Holy Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 says, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then lastly, number 7, you must trust in Jesus Christ for your soul's salvation from hell and to heaven. The Holy Bible says in Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Romans 10:9 from the Holy Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. Saved from hell and saved to heaven. Acts 4:12 says, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Do you know these 7 things to be true? It is God's desire that you know his plan of salvation. Even more than that, it is of vital importance that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today. Mark 8:36 says, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If not, are you willing to trust him as your Lord and Savior today? For the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. If you are willing, pray with me this simple prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Mean it from your heart. Repeat it after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I have done evil in your sight, for I have broken your 10 commandments. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, because I know that I deserve hell. As I now believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and all of my evil and wicked ways, and to follow you for the remainder of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior so that you can grow, visit GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Have Entered Through the Door. The track this podcast is based on is published by Moments with the Book, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track, and I strongly encourage you to do so online at mwtb.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.